Come learning that black tomorrow, we're up to the Nun Hay on the base, which is really half of it was really yesterday. So we're up to Nun Hay on the base. We're trying to go on a little bit ahead because I'm missing Thursday. So we are up to the Gemara here by the two dots, about five lines into the middle wide lines. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Nita lechi atachten, if the bottom drawer was taken away. Amar Abzeda says, when do we say the animal is still kosher, if the animal is able to survive? Are you daily eater? By pushing it down the back of the throat of a hamra and pushing it down, that either pushing it down that he can spit it out, or pushing it all the way down, as long as he can survive. But if he cannot survive, how can it be a kosher animal? He has no jaw and he cannot eat. How can it be a kosher animal? It's definitely going to die. It means that you can at least still feed it. Nitla aim shala, if it lost its uterus. Tanya, we learned here aim, sometimes it's called, in the Mishnah, it's called aim, like the mother of the next child, because that's the uterus. Sometimes it's called tarpachas, and in braises, and also vihi shalfuchis. And sometimes we call it shalfuchis, but it's all the same thing, the uterus. If the lungs shriveled out of fear of something natural of occurrence, like thunders and so on, then it's kosher. But if it's man-made, then it's not. What's tach harusa kosher? Some could shrivel, the lungs shriveled, if it happened as a result of natural event, cheder. It's kosher, because it'll go right back. But if it happened by human, because of a human, then today, because it won't go right back. Not just a human being, but even other animals. Scared him, same thing. Now, I'm not sure what he means, even other animals. Is he adding to the thunders that even other animals? It will grow back. And he's being lenient. If it shriveled because of a man, then it's treifer. Any animal that causes it to get scared, it is treif. Rabba Baba Chanava Ka'oz was once traveling in the midbar. Actually, he found these goats that some mikrei did do that their lungs were shriveled. Also, Shaul Ben Midrash went and asked the base of Medrash. Omri, they told him, this is how the test you do. Bekait in the summer, icy, he brings Meshich L'chivri, he brings white vessels. Umalina Maya Kirid, in the summer, everything is warm. So you put in cold water, and the white vessels are going to protect and make sure that it remains cold. Van Chinu Meisle, let it stay there for 24 hours. Ihod and bury them. And put the lung inside it. Ihad and Ben gets healthy again, but they shemaimi. Then we know that it was natural causes and it's healthy and it's kosher. Mikshayda, the Eloi. But if it doesn't go back, treifa, it's treifa. What about Basis from the winter when all waters are cold? Icy Meshichla Shechumi. Bring them black ones so they don't cool it down so much. Umalino Maya Pshuda, put in hot water or warm water. Van Chinu Meisle Ace, and place there the lung. Ihad the body, if it gets healthy again, Kshayda, the Eloi. If not, treifa. You have the place or you want me to find for you? You have it? B3, which is here, right here, Hagluda. Says the Gemara Hagluda, if the animal was skinned, it had no hide on the outside. Says the Gemara, tell them what we learned. Hagluda, the animal had no skin left, is kosher. Ameres, machshachom poisim. Ameres has a kosherchom, says pasul. Ukvar heyid el oza safra, the laws of the sefer already testified. V'yechem ben gud gudah ala gluda shepsula. That gluda actually is that gluda is actually pasul. We had a machleik in the Mishnah. Ameres says a kosherchom is a pasul. He says that it's a halacha that is pasul. Says the Gemara. Omer Abshim Lazar Chazer Abshim Lazar came alongside Chazer by Rameir actually changed his mind and agreed with the Chachamim that it's possible. Miklal the Rabshim Lazar version. Polig Rameir Begluda. He's still arguing when it comes to the skin being skinned. But Tanya didn't believe the Braisa. Omer Abshim Lazar Loi Nechleku Rameir Chami. They don't argue like Gluda. Shepsula. Definitely, there's no skin left on the animal that is possible is going to die. Once testified for Rabbi Akiva, that gluda, if it's missing the skin, it's possible. But if there's a little bit of skin left, the size of a coin, it's kosher because definitely it regenerates itself and it will grow back. You know what he means? They didn't argue. Of course he argued, but he doesn't maintain his argument. He eventually conceded. We said if a little bit of skin left over the entire body, the size of a coin, is kosher. Which part of the animal? Which region of the animal? Amrabshimulapneashadakula has to be on the length of the entire, has to be by the spine. Iboilu the arich v'katan, the length, even though it's very, very narrow. If that's what you mean, the entire length of the spine has to be below the skin. And what do you mean, like a coin? If you add it all up, if you take all that skin, that strip, and you make it a circle, it'll turn into the size of a seller. So I guess a seller is a pretty big coin. The chimetzad, if they have a seller, you combine it, it'll become a seller. Ideal milk bereichiv seller, it has to be the width. Over the entire shedder, it has to be the width of the shedder. Tasha coming in the party, Shrab Neroi Meshe Shmuel. Neroi explained the name of Shmuel. The reich of kesela, apnei kolash kula, the width of sela over the entire spine. Rabbi Chana Amar Roshei Prokim. Rabbi Chana says, I believe, you know what this little bit of skin has to be? It has to be at the joints of the bones. Wherever the vertebrae and the bones join together, that's where you have a little bit of skin. And then you can regenerate your skin. Rabbi Loza ben Antignus, Meshum Rabbi Loza ben Avyana, Rabbi Loza Antignus says, Amma mokum tibura, they have to have in the navel a little bit of skin there where the stomach, where your navel is, and then it will all grow back. Okay, let me ask you an interesting question. What happened, according to the first opinion that says that the skin has to be over the shedder? What about if you have all the skin around the body of the animal, but the only part that's missing is the spine? Is it kosher or not? You're telling me that if all the skin is missing, the main, most important thing is to have skin on the spine, it regenerates. What about faket? It has skin everywhere except that. What happens? Nitl mokam ha-shedra, you remove that part of the skin, v'kula kaim, everything else existing. Nitl mokam tevuru, you remove the part, v'kula kaim, all existing. Nitl roshi prak v'kula kaim, ma'ar, it didn't take who? Good question. Amarav, so each one, what they say, that little piece is left, is good. What about that little piece, the only part that's missing? I disagree with everything. Wherever the skin is, as long as the size of a coin, it will regenerate itself and save the person, the animal. Except the skin by the hooves, over from the knee and below. Not from the knee below. The skin there is so no. It's like meat. It's not really thick hide. It's much more like meat, and it's like fleshy, and therefore it's not going to regrow. But Rabbi Yechon, I feel Oibed, the Prophet Nami, he said, no, even there also, Matzil is also considered hide, and it will regrow. Rabbi Yechon, a question, it says, Oir Beis HaProses, Mau Sheyatza Begludem, the Basi has Rabbi Yechon. So let me ask you, the skin down by below the knee, will it regenerate? Omele Matzil, it will, like he said before. Omele Le Maraton, didn't you teach us, Elu, the following regarding tumah, we know that flesh, meat is metame and skin isn't. And you told us elu she'ayre saying kibson, the following hide is considered like meat because it's meaty rather than so thick hide. And you included oyer beis haproses, the hide down by the feet, the bottom of the feet are considered as very thin, and it's moist and it's more like flesh. Amalei al takni teini. Don't nudge me, or don't go attack me. Not permission. Shabaloshin yochid ani sheino isa. That particular din is a lone opinion. The Tanya we learned hashoychet es oilu. Somebody, the din is if you shecht a carbon and you have a mind to do an activity in the wrong place or the wrong time, it's pigle. Wrong time and somebody eats it, you get cut. Wrong place, somebody eats it, is a lav. But you have to have a mind to eat something, a part of the animal. So what happens if you had a mind, you shechter oil, had a mind, lahakte kezayis, to roast the kezayis, for the bezbech, to roast kezayis, ma'oil shetachas alya, from the skin that's by the hind quarters. So outside of this, so this is really like it's so fleshy, it's like meat. So therefore, it's real pigle. Chutzlem mekayme, had a mind in the wrong place. It's possible. Ein by kodesh and chutzes manoi. And if you had in mind the wrong time and somebody ate it in the right time, pigle the chayovin al kodesh. Comes along Eliezer ben Yehuda ishe volim. Amma mishinetz in Mir Yaakov. Chen Rav Shimon Yehuda ishi komay mishim Rav Shimon. Echad oy beis haproses, that not only that even the oyer of the hooves, the echad oyer haroish, and the skin of the head shall egel of a calf, harachat so tender, the echad oyer shatachs, oh, the skin by the tail, hindquarters, the chol shemona chachamin gabituma, elu shall the same, all those are like basa. So what do we see? Who says that the hide by the feet is considered like meat? Only these two people of Shimon, but the rabbis don't agree, and I follow the rabbis. Lahavi or beis haboishes to include the hide right by the uterus. chutzl mekoyma, if you had a mind outside the place, possible, but in bakaris, because like meat, chutzl is mani pigul, chayvakaris, and if you had it in the wrong time, it's pigul, but that's only these two people. I paskin like the rabbi, the chacham will say, no, that's considered skin, that even the skin at the bottom of the feet is considered skin. Now we're talking about a bird, the elu tereif is ba'oiv, the following are tereif by a bird. The same as an animal, the kubas avesha, the puncture in the esophagus, the psukas agadere, is a cut in the windpipe. These are all considered treif. Hakatz echul dal reisha. What happens if a weasel bit its head? Okay, it's not going anymore.
No,
here's a Gemara, a regular Gemara. It helps us. Nun vav. Yeah, for you.
See, if a shofar
yeah.
Makes a bochel,
yeah,
and then finds the animal is treif, it's a bochel
of a tomah. No, because he did shecht it, because he can eat it. So he did the right thing. Well, we are the Mishnah, four lines from the top. Okay. You got to bring a new one, okay. Hikse chulda al roisha, the weasel bit its head, or the bird's head. The question is the bird now considered treif or not, with its teeth? We learned before that if he hit it with the four legs, with a paw, you know, and clawed it, we learned before already that it's treif, it's drusa. Here we're talking about he bit it. Mokum shaisa is a treif, if he bit a part of the head, which would render the bird treif, it is treif. Nikiv ha-kurkavin, the puncture in the kurkavin, in the gizzard. Nikvu ha-dakin, the puncture in the intestines. Naflal ur, fell into a fire. V'nechmru b'nei me'er, and it shrunk the intestines of the stomach. We'll soon see later, it means it just changed colors. Im yoroikim, if it became green. Let's say the heart, which normally is red, or the gizzard, which normally is red, suddenly became green, obviously it's from the fire. Ima dumi, they still have the original color of red, the heart and the gizzard, then it's what? It's kshedim, means the fire didn't affect it. What about dorsa? What happened? A person stepped on the bird, or torfa bekeis, or took the bird and banged against the wall. I mean, this is really cruelty to animals. But anyway, that's what you did. Oishiritsa behema. Or what happens? He attacked a behemoth. So the question is whether the bird now, the behemoth like threw it around, whether that bird now lost, you know, the bones have been dislodged from its place. Umifacheses, and the bird is jumping around. And Vishasimaisla Ace, it waited 24 hours, and then you shecht the kshedas kosher, but still you need to do some kind of a bedikah to make sure everything's all right. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Velevi, I'm going to say, what do you do? How do you test? By the bird, if it was bitten by a wizard, by a weasel, what do you do? Machnis yodi lifnim. You put your hand. Look at this. You put your hand inside the mouth of the bird, right where the head of the was bitten by a weasel, and ubaidik, and you check the brain. You squeeze with a finger towards the bird, the top of the bird, and you see if things come out of the head. That means that the weasel made a hole through and through the brain and the skull, and the membrane. So if the part of the brain sticks out, it's treif. Vimlav treida. That means the puncture didn't go through the membrane. I mean, the weasel ate from the outside, but didn't really attack the membrane or the brain. That makes sense if you need to become treif. There are two membranes around the brain, and you need both to have a puncture, then this is a good test. That the top membrane got a hole, even though the bottom one didn't. It's treif. So the reason, because the bottom one didn't, the brain won't come out, but it still might be treif. So what does this test help? Let us worry. So maybe the top membrane was punctured, and the bottom one was not punctured. Says the Gemara, no. Isa the Inke Vilo, if the top one was punctured, then Tato Agav Ruche, the bottom membrane, because it's so tender, Mifka Paka, the brain will come right out of it, and regardless. Because the chop will come right out. This is only if a weasel ate part of the chicken's head. So you want to test, did it go through, the skull, chew the skull, did it go through to the membrane of the brain? So you put your finger in, squeeze the brain out. If the brain pops out, that means there's a hole there. If the brain doesn't pop out, there's no hole there. And even according to the opinion, it says that the outer membrane has a hole, it's a treif, even though the inner membrane doesn't. But if you're squeezing out, it would come right through the inner membrane because it's so tender.
So,
no, not at all. When it comes to a weasel, you cannot really check. You cannot really check, what do you call it? If a weasel gave a bite, it has very tiny teeth. But even though that if you stick the brain out, it won't come out because there's tiny little holes, really tiny. So what is a small little teeth? Still a hole. It's not only it has little teeth, but it's also on an angle. And therefore, when you squeeze it out, you squeeze it out straight. But the bone is holding it back. You're not squeezing it out on an angle like the hole. The hole is only in one direction. But there's tiny little holes, and it goes on an angle. If you squeeze out straight, it won't come out through those holes. When he went to the city of Nerdoi, he sent a message, what I told you last time, they made a mistake. You see how Amoraim were not embarrassed to say they made a mistake. Rava did it quite often, that the next day he would come back and say, guys, what I told you yesterday is all wrong. But in reality, this is what they said, beyad. You can check a weasel by putting your hand test, like it says in the Mishnah, but what? But not with a nail. No, but they would take a nail and go down the skull or the membrane and see if it gets stuck into that. That you don't do, because the nail itself will create the holes. The membrane is not thick. If you go down with a nail, the nail might make a hole. And you're doing is you are, as Rashi says, you're mafsid Jewish money. You faliest Yiddish geld, because the chicken really was it should have been kosher, but you made a treif. It's an aveda we had yesterday. It's an aveda losing a Jew's money. But Rabbi Yechon says, Avdim Misamir. Rabbi Yechon says you're allowed to use a nail, and just be careful. Or plukta the Rabbi Yehuda on the Chemia Chad Bodik Biyoda. One of these to use the hand to check. And the Chad, and Tosa says that he's not really worried about maybe you'll make the bird treif and you're going to lose Jewish money. Too bad. Tosa says, like, too bad. Not because you don't think it's going to happen. We think, if it happens, it happens from time to time. But the Vaila, you saved so many people from eating treif. Interesting. But Rashi learns, no, you got to be careful with the mafsid mom and Yisro.
General wasting money or anything.
Yiddish geld.
Not even
a
cent,
you know. Exactly. Pats Yiddish geld, as they say. The chad bodik beyod with his hand. The chad bodik be machtum. Let him use a needle to go through the membrane and see what happened. So what they would do, they would break open the skull and put this nail or pin in or needle in. And see if it gets, if it gets caught in the membrane. But because it's a sharp edge, the nail, so the Rabbi Shlokas says, you're going to make a hole. How do you know the hole was there before? And Rabbi Yechon says, no, that's unlikely you're going to make a hole. Rashi learns. So he says, okay, you make a hole. So you made a trade. But Vaila, how many did we save? All those that definitely don't have a hole, we kosher. We know Hamza and kosher. He said to the guy, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, how long are you going to destroy Yiddish geld? Because you're making treifas everywhere. Look what he said back to him. The one who checked with the needle said, my checking with the needle is far more thorough than with your finger. Because how thick is a finger? A finger is thick. A needle is very thin. So there might be a tiny hole where you'll never pick it up with your finger. With a needle, you will. So I'm gonna. You have a tie-in to me. I'm losing Yiddish geld. You know what my tie-in to you is? Ad Mose at Michael Yisrael Nevelis. How long have you been feeding the Eden treif? Very interesting. Machlekes here. One guy was more worried about Yiddish geld. Achmad Yiddish geld. Another guy was more worried about Yiddish and Neshamas. Interesting.
Anyway, you wouldn't make a home for nail. It's very gentle.
Yeah, but okay. But even then, sometimes no. Unwittingly, you're going to make a hole. Yeah, but 100%. The question is, what do you got to be more careful? Making sure it's not treif, or making sure that you don't lose Yiddish geld. Very interesting argument here. Okay. You have some of that body that always machmen everything. Another one would say, you're being machmen, you're making it difficult for people to have to spend more money. you know, it's Rachmanis of Yiddish Geld. Same argument. So the Gemara, Nevelis, why are you accusing him of eating Nevelis? We're talking about Treifin. Nevelis means that not only you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to even touch it. It's tummy. Who's talking about Nevelis? But Shchuti is Geshachten. El Treif, you're right. I changed my words. How much longer are you going to feed people Treif? Shemanika Kreif Shemayakot. Maybe you puncture the membrane around the brain. Let's conclude. Rabbi Yehuda, the bud, Rabbi Yehuda, the one who used the hand. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda used the hand, so he was more worried about this, losing Yiddish geld. And Rabbi Nechem was the one who used dafka the pin to make sure nobody's strife. The time of Rabbi Yehuda, boykin lechul the biyad. He said, Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to a weasel, you use your hand to check it. I will lay b'masam now with a nail. So it's clear because you're falling Yiddish, you're losing Yiddish geld. Nishbara etzem. What about if the bone broke? We'll soon see. The skull. Afapi shalaynikav krem shalmoyach. And even though there wasn't a puncture, it's treif, which is very difficult to understand. A minute ago you said you check with your hand to see if there's a puncture in the membrane. In other words, if there isn't, it's kosher. And then you tell me if it broke the skull, even though there's no puncture in the membrane, it's treif. What's going on here? It's time, you're right. So this concludes Rabbi Yehuda. Hagufa kasha. It doesn't make sense. You started saying, Boykin l'chol d'biyad, avalei b'mesami, you check with your hand, alma isli b'dikusa, you have to check it to make sure there's no punctures in the membrane. And then v'hadotani, you tell us, nishba d'etzim, if the bone broke, afa pishol enikum kreshul mech, even though there wasn't a puncture in the membrane, alma lesli b'dikusa, there's no point in checking it, because it's already treif. So the Gemara makes a very interesting difference. There are two kinds of birds. There are water birds, and there are land birds. Says the Gemara, and water birds, they're everything by them is much more tender because I guess they're in the water all the time. Asan la'if shal mayim, that's talking about water birds. Hoyil the ain like crane, because water birds don't even have a membrane around their brain, and the different species. And because they don't have a membrane around the brain, if there's a hole in the skull, the treif. Mashengen land birds have a membrane. If there's a hole in the skull, it's not treif, unless there's a hole also in the membrane. So in the land birds, we test to see. They have no membrane. It has a membrane, but it's very tender, the water birds, because they hang around the water all the time. So everything by them is much more tender. Yeah, Shmuel said, "Bodik biyoda." He said, "You said that you saw Shmuel that he was bodik for the bite of a weasel, biyoda with his hand, so nobody could check, umachshir, and he was machshir it. I mean, you do check the membrane, and the skull alone doesn't make a treif. And Huda, our friend, told us the name of Rav, bodik biyoda. He said, check with his hand, umachshir is machshir. All of these people who check with a hand prove that the most important thing is not to lose Jewish money." Between Shmuel and Rav, they all said, you use your hand, even though it's not the best way of testing, because it's thick, better than using a needle, you're going to lose Yiddish geld. He said that the same thing, that all the treifers you find by an animal, the same thing is by a bird. Like the stomachs and all, but whatever parts of the animal exist by a bird, whatever treif is by an animal is by a bird as well. Yes, said Alein Oif, there's one additional thing. Nishbar Etzim, if the skull breaks, even though there wasn't a puncture in the mayach, in the brain, in the membrane, it is treif. By an animal, it's kosher. He says, yet the Shmuel, he should continue checking, what puts point checking, it is treif already. Amalei, he told him the same answer before. Ahuba Oif Shemayim, that's a water bird. Hoyiv Ein L'Kreim has no membrane. Ein L'Kreim has no membrane. And therefore, the skull breaks its patreif. It has no membrane. Elohoy L'Kreim Rach, it's very tender. Ahi Tana Gulta, there was this Rusu the Havibay Rav Chana, that was by Rav Chana, Shod the Kamada Masna, they sent it for a Masna Shaila. Nishbara Etzim, the bone broke, Vlanik of Kreshamay, but the membrane didn't, it wasn't punctured. But Achshin, he said, it's kosher, because there was no hole in the membrane. Amalei, he asked him, Vatani Levi said, that Treifish Shemonu Chachami Behema, all those parts of the animal that a bird shears. If it's treif by an animal, Kenegdan Ba'if is treif by bird as well. And Yesed Alein Oif, and in addition, what does bird have? If the skull breaks, even though there was no puncture in the membrane, it is treif. So we see we can't check the membrane; it's irrelevant. Normally, he said the same answer before. That's talking about a seabird, a water bird. Hoil the ain lekreim, it has no membrane around the brain, so if it has a puncture in the skull, it's treif. Ain lekreim salgadatach has no membrane. Because it's tender. Rav Shizbi, he used to check by a bird if a weasel ate it. You know how he used to check? Bodik b'shimshi, we take it outside in the sun and look, see if they see any punctures. Because the sunlight shines and makes any holes you would see straight away. He wouldn't use a nail, he wouldn't use a finger, nothing. Rav Yema, Bodik, he would put it in the water and see if any bubbles come out. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Bodik, he used to check it. Begil l'chitosa, he would take a piece of weed. What he would do is he'd fill up the skull with water and then see if it comes out to the other side. I mean, there's a hole in between. If it doesn't come out to the other side, there's no hole in between. Another one used to use a stalk of wheat, just like which is just like a pin, because a stalk of wheat can be also sharp. Our ducks is unlike seabirds, because they always swim in the water. So any bird, that's the only bird that we eat that's in the sea. That's in the water. It's ducks. What else do we eat? That's it. Enough of it fell into the fire. And we said, if it changes colors, it's treif. If it retains the original color, it's kosher. And we said that if it's red, and now it's still red, it's kosher. Became green, it's possible. So the mother, she, how much of it has to turn green before we say it's treif? Kishir nikavasin, the same amount that we save. There's a puncture, it makes it treif. And how much is that? Ma nikavasin mashu, a slightest amount. Afi dukasin mashu, if it becomes green, the slightest amount, it is treif. Yosef, the son of Yosef Levi, asked his father, "Hayrika kave kinegim in my mahu. What happens if the liver became green right by near the testan area? Is it treif or not?" Amalei treifa. He said, "If the liver becomes green, it's treif." He said, "I don't understand. We learned before the entire liver is missing as long as one kazayis is left as kosher. So if the entire liver is intact, it's a tiny little green spot. You can make it treif. What's the logic in that? How come it's worse than if it wasn't there at all? If it wasn't there at all, it's kosher. But if it's there but green, it's a problem. Why? Amalei treifa. V'lo yele nitla. Why is it different than if it was missing completely and it's kosher? Amarava kivan shahirika. Because it came green. Kaveh, the liver, kenege b'nei ma'ayim, near the intestines. But yudua, so what does that tell us? Shenafla l'ur, must have fallen into fire. V'nechmeru b'nei ma'ayim, and therefore it shriveled. V'treif and it's treif. Abishur Malevi, he had a rooster, Shadre le'kameh, Rabbi Lazar, he had a chicken. He said, Rabbi Lazar, hakapa beribi, the great rabbi, and Rashi says he was the greatest in his generation. Amale, you know, it was in the time of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He sent it to Rabbi Lozor HaKofa. Amale, Yerukin Havi. They used to be, and they were green right now. He said they used to, these intestines, originally they were green. And they were kosher. Because now it's still green. Pretty much, but the Mishnah says that if it's green, it's treif. But now to now, we learned in the Mishnah, Yerukin Psul, if it's green, it's pasul. So Gemara explains, no, it doesn't mean green or red. If it changed colors, if it's something like the liver was red before, the gizzard was red before, now it's green, it's a problem. But if it was green before, like the intestines, and now it's green, that's no problem. Forget it. If it now is red, it'll be a problem. If it changes its original color. So when you say green is possible, Elibe Kurkavin, the gizzard, Belev, and the heart, or the covered, the liver, they're all red, and now they became green, it's a problem. The following we say about the intestines, Bekurkavin, the gizzard, Belev, the heart of a covered, and the liver, if they become green, it's a problem. If it becomes green around the area, it's a problem. They are now red, but treif is treif. Didn't learn our Mishnah that red is a good color. The adumin shadim. Amalei depends what part of the body. Adumin shadik, if it originally was a red and then it became green, it's a problem. The yirukin shadim, but if it originally was green and became red, that's a problem. Treif. Loi amru, we don't say adumin shadim that red is kosher. El belev, only those things that are always red: the heart, kurkavin, the gizzard, or the cover, the liver. Red that became green. If something was red and you made it and became green, and you want to test it, whether it was fire or not, v'sholkon, and then you cooked it up. When you cooked it up, it became red again. That shows it was never really treif, and kosher is kosher. It went back to its original color. My time, I was green for a while. Kutra, I was only smoke. There was a fire there, but only smoke. The smoke made the surface. Only the surface was green, not the thing itself. So as soon as you cooked it, it went away and became red again. Kosher. We will also say, Adaimin, red. Shaloi hiri could not become green. What about the other way around? It was red and still red. We know it hit a fire, but still red. But then Vishoki cooked it, Vahiriki became green. The cooking brings out the true color. So something that originally was red, like the liver, and became green, that means that it was burnt. Ah, you didn't see it before, the smoke covered it over. But now that you cooked it and it became green, means that it's treif. Treif. My time, igloye basayi, just revealed its true essence. Therefore, really, you should always eat food. Never eat before you cook something, because when you cook it, you'll know the true color. Says, no, we don't agree with you. Why do you always assume the worst? Why do you think everything is treif and you have to check it all the time? We rely that everything is kosher. Only time we do checks is if we have a reason to check. For example, you see the wrong color or something, all this coloring. You trust the sheikh that they, and we only check the lungs. We learned in the Mishnah there are 18 different treifas. We don't check for any of them. The only one that we check for is the lung. They take the lung every time and they blow it up, or they put it in water, see the bubbles. That's all. No, but we trust the chalak. I wouldn't need it if I was you, because it's off problem. It's off. Fashimelt in Yiddish they say. Fashimelt means green liver.
It means
it's fashimelt. Grill is not green, but fashimelt. Fashimelt means it's like rotten. Rotten. It's falling. It's age. Overstayed its welcome. So we're saying here that because unhealthy. But we're talking about here when it's raw became green, not after cook grill, because of fire. Darsa, the last thing before we'll stop by the Mishnah. Darsa, you stepped on the bird, or tarfa b'kaisel, you whacked it against the wall. Awful. Both these cases, you got to check it afterwards. Words, even after 24 hours, that means a lot of shechtit, because less than 24 hours, we say maybe all the bones moved. Even after 24 hours, it means a lot of shechtit. You still have to check to make sure that the spine didn't break and the vertebrae didn't break. Why you were able to do that, I don't know. You know, bang your